Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Welcome to Morning Tea with Jeffrey. My name's Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Great to have you with us this Wednesday. Morning Tea with Jeffrey is a time where I take a little different view, a little different topic than our normal. I want to talk about leaders, leadership. And why it's tough for some in this service management type of world. Many technology leaders come from outside of where they are now. They grew up through their core competencies, but in an effort to grow, stretch, they're now asked to lead teams outside of their core competencies. I see it all the time with service management. I see it with asset management. You have somebody that grew up through their professional career, through architecture, development, maybe infrastructure. And then one day, their boss comes to them and says, hey, I want you to lead this portion of our service management teams. Always eager to move up, show the boss that you can handle it, you say, you bet. Now these leaders have two choices. Learn more about those areas that they are deficient is one choice. The other is try to lead a group without understanding what they do. Sadly, my experience is most are in the second category. I could give you stories, but I don't say anything negative about people. And there are these people leading groups who don't know anything about it, especially, and it happens in service management and asset management a lot. You have very technical people who see those areas as a tool problem to solve. So they dive into the tools. They love the tools. And it's because they don't know how to develop the people aspect or the process aspect. And my experience has also been that those who are leading areas that they don't understand and they don't care to grow in that area, their teams dislike their leadership. And it took me a while to figure out why, but it makes sense. I'm a sports fan. And if I was a basketball player, because I'm kind of tall, and there was an opening for a coach and they put a soccer coach over the basketball team, and that soccer coach didn't care about learning the rules, just wanted to coach you the way they've always been coached for their sport, I wouldn't like that, would you? I couldn't develop. I didn't have somebody that understood or even fueled passion. And that's what happens. I use that metaphor because that's what happens. As we, in IT, most people have a specialty. And leaders who are over areas that are outside their specialty, I feel for you. I mean, that's the first book I wrote was called ITSM for Leaders with you in mind. Wrote that almost 5 years ago. Because there are so many that have no idea about service management, yet are trying to figure it out. And so if you need somebody to bounce things off of, feel free to reach out. And I'll be happy to help. If your organization needs interim staffing in service management or asset management, experience management or business continuity, we at Service Management Leadership would love to be your source. Who better than the experts to help guide your teams through these transitions? Because it's not easy. Leading teams in service management and asset management, that's a difficult task, even for those that have been in it for 20 years. change management is one of the most difficult jobs, being a change manager, that I think there is in IT. Same with major incident manager. And we take those roles for granted. I'm happy to help you be a better leader in those areas. Please feel free to reach out. Thank you for listening. This is Jeffrey T. Fertiller. Please follow our Service Management Leadership Company page. Hope you're enjoying our daily podcast that release at 4 p.m. Eastern U.S. time every day through almost to middle of January. Let me know how we can help you in your organization. I help a lot of people just because I enjoy helping careers get made, started, matured, progressing. How can I help you? And I hope you have an awesome day. And thank you for listening. Bye.